Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach May with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 14th of January. Starting off with Argo Blockchain, where there's been a few days of consolidation, not surprisingly, after the pullback on Monday. But we've got a rising trend channel here, looks quite tight in terms of and symmetrical, 105 at the floor and 190, 195 at the top. Ideally, there's no end-of-day close back below recent mid-90s support for the stock. And if you're looking for a fresh buy trigger, probably the best one would be an end-of-day close above £1.20, which was the earlier resistance this week. So basic 95 and 120, the near-term ranges, and we can break 120 on an end-of-day close, hopefully up towards 190 as soon as the end of next month for the shares. A stock which is rather less high profile, which has done rather well recently, is Applied Graphene Materials. The whole graphene area looking rather strong at the moment, almost in a sort of Bitcoin kind of way. Gapped up today. We had an old resistance line target there at 80 pence, but if we can break that on an end of day or preferably a weekly close tomorrow, we've got a fresh target to the upside there, or on the upside up to a July resistance line projection, currently promising a target as high as £1.35, and that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. Stop loss back below the floor of today's the overnight gap at 59 pence would do the trick for Applied Graphene at the moment. A stock which I've been shying away from over the recent past, just because it's a stock which tends to get stuck in a certain range, which obviously it did for many months between, say, May and even now. In fact, today's price action may be significant, though, in the sense that we've got that strong green candle. We'll almost certainly get an end-of-day close above the November peak at a penny, and ideally an end-of-day close above that 1.15 October peak through that. And hopefully we'll see the shares start to accelerate to the upside, as most oil stocks have done over the recent past. In terms of what the target might be, a favoured destination at this point above 1.15, as high as 2 pence, which is the top of a rising March trend channel. And hopefully that will be hit as soon as the end of next month. Another stock where I dithered, just to see how the shares would develop, has been Conduity Capital. But we've got this nice bull flag here, a handle, in terms of the formation. So either a bull flag or a candle, handle, whichever you want to describe it. End of day close above the initial January resistance there at 2.39 would hopefully then take Conduity up towards the top of that rising October trend channel, and the 200-day moving average at 3.3 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. The stop loss area and end of day close back below 2 pence is the tightest we can get, and also that's basically today's support. Stock which has been on the radar, but looks like it's finally ready to move, is Europa Metals. Obviously, we had that big spike in July, August, and have been in consolidation mode since. But it looks as though we have broken that August resistance line, and an end-of-day close above the initial January resistance at 11 pence today should be enough to take the shares up towards 15-20 pence as a near-term target, hopefully by the end of next month. And best-case scenario here, if you're a fan of the stock, is for the shares to hit, say, 35 pence at that January 2020 resistance line projection by the end of next month. At this stage, only back below the 50-day line at 9.66 pence, really delaying the upside scenario for Europa Metals. Stock which has been requested by someone who was hoping that we'd have a breakout soon is Jangada Mines. A bit disappointing that we haven't been able to break the November peak at 5.45 pence on an end-of-day close basis. So you would have thought that might have happened today. Maybe it's not too late yet. But really, if you're looking for a fresh move to the upside, end-of-day close through that 5.54 peak would be the trigger, hopefully, then, for a move towards a June resistance line projection at 11.5 pence as a three-month target. Upside here valid while we hold above the November support for the shares at 4.25p. So we really need to see that hold. But only back below 4p, and the uptrend line from June really turning this stock negative at this stage. Moving along to a stock which underlines what a bull market we're in, because I think the last time I looked at this stock, we were trading around, 30, 35p, something like that, and we hung around the 20, 25p area for ages. But Lamprell now really pushing strongly to the upside, breaking the initial January resistance at 62p, and while we're above that on an end-of-day close basis, actually hit as high as £1.20, which is the top of a March rising trend channel. Support here at 52p, early back below that, the floor of the channel from last year, really delaying the upside scenario and turning this situation bearish. But ideally, we remain above 62p on our upward journey. Stock which has taken a while to turn around, but looks like it's finally doing it, is Malvern International. Here we've broken above the 200-day moving average and neckline resistance around 0.2p. The longer we remain above that, especially on a weekly close basis, the more likely it is that we will start accelerating towards a May 2020 price channel target, or a resistance line target there at 1.2p. On a maybe 3 to 4 month time frame, but obviously we'll have to see how this position or the situation develops. It may just be a slow one rather than a fast one. On to Nostra Terra, which has had a new lease of life today. Old resistance for the shares around 0.6 to 0.7, that's come in now as support. Today's low 0.6, and at least while we're above the 0.54 level, which is November resistance, looking for further upside. Previously, we were looking for 0.8. Now we're looking for 1.1p, which is the top of an April 2020 price channel. So let's see if we can get that, hopefully, as soon as the end of next month. Just three stocks to go in this rather long session today. First is Oriole Resources, which has broken the initial January peak beautifully today at 0.72, and while we're above that, we're looking for a resistance line, March resistance line target as high as 1.4p, hopefully as soon as the end of next month, and the upside argument really in place while we hold above 0.6, because that was October resistance and the floor of the latest flag on the daily chart. Rising every day at the moment, we have the scenario at Pires. It's a stock which was one of my favorites for the year, and it's actually turned out to be the favorite for January already. Massive move here for the shares, and we broke the initial January high at 11.8p yesterday on a closing basis. I think that's like a five-year high. Target here over the next few days, hopefully up to that March resistance line projection, around 17.5p. And after that, maybe by the end of next month, best case scenario target, that August resistance line projection up to 25p. So looks as though this is just a mid-move consolidation or mid-move breakout. So plenty more potentially to come for Pires. Finishing off with Ruralec, which is rather less high profile, but hopefully will do the trick for the bulls. Here we've got a gap through this triangle, which has been in place since August, September. And while we're above the floor of the gap, overnight gap at 0.87p, looking for at least a retest of September resistance at 1.43p, and then obviously the 2p area, which was summer resistance for the stock. But upside here, hopefully, while we remain above 0.87. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.